أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله أجمعين وأصحابه المنتجبين. أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: وما كان لرسول أن يأتي بآية إلا بإذن الله لكل أجل كتاب. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the Most Compassionate. Respectable audience, distinguished listeners, honorable viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear listeners and respectable audience, you might be well aware that in the previous session we talked about the reasons that prove the infallibility or inerrancy of the divine prophets. Today, God willing, we are going to talk about the ways of proving prophecy. You know that prophecy or prophethood is of the most important position that one can imagine in this world, since it is a highly sensitive position and post. So there should be ways, there should be means that we have to distinguish the true and false prophets. Due to its highly sensitive position, it might be misused. So there should be ways and means to discern and to distinguish honest and dishonest prophets, and there should be ways and means to discern and verify the true honest and false and dishonest prophets. So the Muslim theologians and philosophers have put forward some three ways one can discern and one can verify true and false prophets. The first way is there should be reliable signs for the truthfulness of the prophet's claim. He who claims prophecy, or he who says that I am given this mission from the divinity, or I have been delegated this mission on behalf of Almighty Allah, so he has to have these reliable signs. There are some three important ways to discern and distinguish and verify true and false prophets. One of those important ways is reliable signs. It means that the personal life of the prophet should imply and should give us this sign that he is really the divine prophet. The personal character he possesses, the lifestyle he has or he has chosen, and the background where he has lived in and he has brought up, all these would contribute for these reliable signs. It means reliable signs can be derived from all these three elements. He who is purely brought up, and he who is of pure nature and disposition, and he is a very well-mannered man, for sure, this can be somehow a valid sign. But more important than this, that is the messages he brings. His messages and the claims he makes within his messages, they should not contradict our pure nature, our pure God-given disposition. So, dear listeners and respectable audience, the first way to prove and to verify the real prophet is this, that we have to see and we have to overhaul all the signs, all the background he has lived, the record he has left behind from his personal life and character. So all of them can be valid signs for this, that a person or an impartial man should prove that he is really truthful in the claim he makes that he has been delegated from the divinity side. This is a very important step. The second important way that we can discern the real prophets from the pseudo prophets, that is the introduction of the prophet by the previous or contemporary prophets. In the history, we have seen that there were some prophets and they have contributed with one another. So in such cases, if the prophet introduces that he is the divine prophet, it is true. And by introduction of another divine prophet, the next prophet can be verified. The next prophet can be relied. Why? Because the first prophet whom we have discerned that he is really the divine prophet, he has introduced the second and the coming prophet. For example, about our final messenger, Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household, one of the reasons that can verify his prophecy, that is the introduction that Jesus alayhi salam has made beforehand. And he has said, or he has given this telling news that finally there will be a messenger calling Ahmed. He will come and he will emerge. So all these contribute, all these provide and facilitates our trust that we have to rely on the truthfulness of the divine prophet's claim that he is really the divine prophet. So, respectable audience, the second way becomes this, that the previous prophet or the contemporary prophet should introduce that an X or Y is the prophet. If he proves, if he says this, then for sure we can trust that he is really a prophet. So such introduction helps us that we have to discern the real prophets and we should not be deceived by so-called prophets. The third way that can help us that we have to verify the truthfulness of a prophet's claim, that is the miracle. And this miracle is applicable to all the divine prophets. You know that it is the right of the people. In order to trust or in order not to trust, they have to be sure or they have to make it sure whether to trust this man or not. You know that the issue of prosperity in adversity is at stake. Or they are going to have a precise answer for their most decisive issue, and that is their aftermath. If they trust everyone else, for sure, they would not gain prosperity. They sometimes would be misled. So it is their right, it is the people's right, to firstly make it sure whom they have to trust first. And then they have to go, and then they have to rely, and then they have to abide by his commandments. So due to this, Almighty Allah has equipped his messengers and prophets with a very important element, and that is called miracle. So he has to have a very valid and trustworthy sign that really he has been granted this mission. Otherwise, everyone or every individual would make such claims. So there should be ways, there should be a very important sign that should discern and distinguish or differentiate between true and false prophets. So that is said, that was miracle. So miracle, what is miracle? Miracle is an extraordinary act that connotes person's connection or person's communication with the supernatural world. And moreover, In order not to be deceived with the magicians, with the magic, with the rest of the sorceries, so there should be some other conditions and terms for the definition of miracle. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, let's have a precise definition of miracle, that what miracle is. The precise definition of miracle is أَمْرٌ خَارِقٌ لِلْعَادَّةِ مَقْرُونٌ بِالتَّحَدِّي مَا عَدَمِ الْمُعَارَضَةِ. The first term and the first condition that we should put in definition of miracle, that is أَمْرٌ خَارِقٌ لِلْعَادَّةِ. It means that it does not accord with the usual and common sense, we can say judgment and understanding. It should be something extraordinary. It should not be something usual that everyone else should be able to bring like that event. So firstly, it should be extraordinary. It should not be usual. As it was said, if it was usual, then everyone else would be ready to bring like that, and it cannot be a trustworthy sign that he has been delegated from the divinity side. Secondly, it should be maqroonun bittahaddi. It should be accompanied with the challenge. It means it should challenge the rest of the people. For example, if the prophet comes and says that I am the divine prophet, so he should bring about a miracle. He should bring about an extraordinary event. It should challenge the rest of the people. He should be truthful. He should say that this event is the sign of mine. No one else can bring like that. No one else. And here we can distinguish between prophecy and magical works, or the works done by magicians. The magicians can never ever make such claim, can never ever challenge the rest of magicians, because they know that it might be broken. Another response or a counter response would be made or would be prepared. Due to this, miracle should be accompanied by a challenge. مَعَدَمِ الْمُعَارَضَةِ. This is the third condition that we put for the definition of miracle. It should never ever find it is counter, we can say, response. No one else should have this ability to bring like the miracle that the Prophet has brought. So coming to the first condition, dear listeners, we say that it should be extraordinary event. Some has defined miracle that it should be irrational, or it should be unreasonable, or it should not be reasonable. This is not true. Dear listeners and respectable audience, due to its importance, we have to ponder, we have to elaborate a bit further about the first condition of miracle. We say that it should be an extraordinary event. It should not be something that every layman should be able to bring like that. Otherwise, it is not a miracle. Miracles should connote one's connection with supernatural world, particularly with the divinity, with Almighty Allah's will and pleasure. Otherwise, his prophecy can never be verified. So we said it should be an extraordinary event. We do not say, and no one should claim, that miracles should be without any reason, or it should be something irrational. No, it is extraordinary. By our common sense, we cannot have a full analysis or a full understanding of this event. For example, when the camel comes out of the mountain. So by our common sense, we cannot, and we can never analyze, or we can never reach to a convincing answer, that how is it possible that a camel should come out of the mountain. It is an extraordinary event, but it is not an irrational act, or it is not an irrational or illogical event. So there is a very subtle, very delicate, and highly important difference between being something rationally possible and being something rationally impossible. So it is rationally possible, though our common sense cannot have a full understanding of this event. This is first. Secondly, we do not say that these events are without any reason. No, there are reasons behind. But our understanding, sometimes the reasons that we can discover are in two kinds. Sometimes there are events that we know the reasons behind. They are ordinary cases. They are ordinary incidents or events. But there are some supernatural, there are some extraordinary events that their reasons are not known for us. So we say that the miracles are not of the first kind. They are of the second kind. It means their reasons are not known for the human beings. It depends heavily on Almighty Allah's will. When Almighty Allah wills something, for sure everything occurs. Though sometimes our common sense, our ordinary understanding cannot perceive and conceive those events, but it does not necessarily mean that those events and those incidents are without any reason. No, there is a difference between these two. Let me give you an example. If a man or if a prophet comes and says that, for example, Hassan or a man would die in the coming hours, it is something extraordinary because no one else can give the tidying this news that a person would die in this specific hour. But if a prophet comes and gives this prediction, and the prediction comes true in the future, it is a miracle. It is not something that should counter our intellect. It is not something that should run against our demonstrative reasoning. Though it is extraordinary, it is not something that should be truly given by every individual. No one is able to give the death hour of another person. No one is able to give this. But, for example, if a prophet gave this and that comes true, this is a miracle. This is first. But what I emphasize is that the divine prophets do not do the things that should counter our intellect, our reasoning. For example, the divine prophets cannot and do not do those things which run against our reasoning. Such as, they do not bring such laws that 2 plus 2 becomes 5. So miracle relates to those rationally possible things. Miracle does not include or does not cover irrational things. It is not related to those irrational things. It must be kept in mind. Another important point that should be added here, that is, that sometimes these extraordinary acts are something that we can learn by struggle, by strive, by making hard works, these and that. For example, sometimes there are some magicians that they do extraordinary works. But the difference between these magicians and that of the prophet is that the things which the magicians or the those who are busy in sorcery, the things which they do, they can be learned, they can be taught, they can be obtained. It means they can be transmitted through learning or through teaching and whatever means possible. But the miracle that is brought by the divine prophets, they can never ever be taught. They can never ever be learned. For example, the divine prophet cannot say that, okay, bring some of his students and say that I would teach you these miracles. No, that is not something to be taught. So due to this, Almighty Allah brings these miracles and give these miracles to His exclusive prophets, so that it should not be misused, so that His claim or His honesty should be verified for the people that He is really the divine prophet. His words and His commandments should be taken seriously. Dear listeners and respectable audience, another important condition that we have in respect with the definition of miracle, that is that this miracle that He brings, this should be accompanied by one's claim of prophecy. In another word, the prophet should claim, or the person who does this miracle or who performs this miracle, he should claim that he is prophet. If he does not claim that he is prophet, then it is not miracle. Theologically talking, it is not miracle. For example, those extraordinary events or incidents which took place with the Mary, the mother of Jesus, peace be upon both of them, Mary cannot be a prophet, though she has done or she has performed these extraordinary acts. But these extraordinary acts, since are not accompanied by the claim of prophecy, she cannot be called prophet. So all these terms and conditions are to be fulfilled or to be met so that the real miracle should be understood from the extraordinary works the rest of the people do. So the theologians have made or have developed these terms so that the miracles should be precisely defined, should be precisely understood, should be so the people should not be deceived by extraordinary works. Because there might be some people that they do extraordinary works. But these terms and conditions should exist. For example, firstly, it should be accompanied with a challenge. Secondly, it should not be something to be teachable, or it should not be something to be taught. There are some extraordinary works that they can be taught, so they exclude from the definition we have made for the miracle. So the title of miracle cannot be applied for these extraordinary works, though they are extraordinary works. But since it is not accompanied with the claim of prophecy, they cannot be called miracle. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, to summarize what we have said in this session. In this session, we talked about the waves of proving prophecy. Since it is a highly sensitive position, it might be misused. So, God Almighty has given us the ways and means that we have to distinguish the real, honest prophets from those dishonest and unreliable or pseudo prophets. There have been pseudo prophets throughout the history. So to distinguish between the honest and dishonest prophets, there are three ways that we have to distinguish between these real and unreal prophets. The first was the reliable signs from a person's background, biography, we can say lifestyle, and the content of the message that should sound in accord with our pure disposition. This is first. Second, the introduction of the previous or contemporary prophets. If the contemporary prophets were verified that he is really the prophet, if he says that afterward another prophet would come, or he is a prophet, then we can rely on the next prophet. The third way, which is applicable to all the prophets, that is miracle. So we said, or we defined first the miracle. We said miracle is an extraordinary event or work or act that should be accompanied by one's claim of prophecy. And secondly, it should be accompanied by challenge. It means it should challenge the rest of the individuals. And thirdly, no response should be found for this challenge. If the challenge was responded, then it is not a miracle. If there was a better person or miracle than this, for sure.